The Harlan Cyclones are up to number 7 in the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association weekly rankings. The Cyclones sit in 4th place in the Hawkeye 10 with a record of 15-5 overall and 7-4 in conference play. Harlan has found their feet again, winning 3 straight after dropping both in a doubleheader against Glenwood. The Cyclones also beat Clarinda, who sits atop the Hawkeye 10. Head coach Heath Stein gave credit to their success to the solid pitching they've had this season.
The strength of our team definitely has been our starting pitching. Braden Ernst has been phenomenal. Brock Lemrick, Caleb Schleiss, Weston Rice have been our 4 main starters. They've done a great job. And then we've had Colton Schneider and Quinn Kesters a lot of times on the back end of games finishing them out. So they've done a phenomenal job. And it seems like our bats are kind of getting going a little bit. Some guys that had some early struggles are starting to make some adjustments and figure some things out. So hopefully we continue with that progress and get ready for the postseason.
Harlan ranks amongst the top 5 in every major pitching category in the Hawkeye 10. The Cyclones have been led by 3 seniors on the mound this summer in Braden Ernst, Brock Lemrick, and Caleb Schleiss. The 3 of them lead the team in innings pitched and have a combined record of 11-4 on the year. Each of them possesses a sub-3 ERA, with Ernst leading the way with a 1.94. Harlan freshman Colton Schneider has been great out of the bullpen for the Cyclones this year, leading the conference with 5 saves on the season, with the 3rd best ERA in the conference, 1.17.
Yeah, we talk about it a ton, is free bases, giving up free bases and getting free bases. So whichever team generally in a high school baseball game allows the least amount of free bases, that's who wins. So that's kind of our main focus and what we try to do.
Harlan senior Cade Sears led the team in several categories with the bat in his hands this season, but Sears has left the team for summer football camp at South Dakota State for the remainder of the year. Stein knows this is a big loss to the team, but believes their depth will give them a run at the state tournament.
It's no lie, he's kind of our catalyst. He made things go. He hit for power, he hit for average, he stole bases, he played a phenomenal center field, and it was a great leader. So replacing him, you're not going to replace him on this team. We just try, you know, next guy up, and some other guys, you know, realize without him in the lineups, they're going to have to do a little bit more. Work's been put in. We're talented enough. We're good enough that we can still make a run without him, even though obviously he was a big asset to our team.
The Cyclones head to Red Oak for a doubleheader tonight and play in Council Bluffs against Lewis Central tomorrow at 2 p.m. Reporting for KSOM and KS95, I'm Tyler Peterson.